On the 2nd of February, I was almost murdered by an ex-partner, 2nd of February 2014. And the run-up, actually, to the actual attack, I was being stalked by him and I'd reported it several times to the police. So there was kind of a run-up to the incident itself. It started with, you know, I was in a relationship for about a year and then things started to deteriorate. So I was trying to end the relationship and that's when his behaviour became bizarre. Then he started to contact me on all platforms, telephone, email, leaving voicemails, WhatsApp, Facebook. And I was asking him to stop and leave me alone. And on a number of occasions, I had to call the police because he was turning up at my house. And one time that I called the police, I'd played them the erratic voicemails that he'd left, saying that if I didn't open the door, then he was going to come through it. And that he loved me, then he was going from saying that he loved me to being angry, then he was saying he was going to kill himself. And all of this now I know is all kind of a prerequisite to homicide. So, of course, this pattern of behaviour had escalated, and this is something that should be picked up by police. It's not about each individual incident in isolation, because actually, if you take those incidents in isolation, they can seem quite unremarkable. But if you look at the pattern and the escalation, it then becomes quite insidious. And, you know, it's about a fixation and obsession. And I was having to park my car several streets away so he didn't know I was home, so I could carry on with my work, but he would still keep banging the doors. You know, and when I called the police, their response was, well, you need to find yourself a nice boyfriend, and, you know, kind of minimising the effect that it was having on my life. And that's the difference between harassment and stalking, actually, is it's about the victim having to change their behaviours in order to, you know, incorporate what the perpetrator's behaviours are. So on the run-up to the actual attack, he'd been stalking me, and the escalation was, in his behaviour, was getting more erratic. He was contacting me more and more. And then I decided the police aren't doing anything. You know, it was a case of, well, until he does something, there's not really a lot we can do. And he was on bail at the time for damage that he'd done to my door. So I arranged to meet him. That was the evening of the 1st of February 2014. And, you know, I tried to explain to him that, you know, this behaviour was not acceptable and it was, you know, it was absurd and it needed to stop. And he was saying all the right things, you know, I'm sorry, all the rest of it. And, you know, he needed to show me some emails that he'd got. He was going to sort his life out. And then I came home, he came with me. And, you know, I was still mad. So you know, I wasn't about to forgive him that easily. And then I went to bed and I was woken up to him attacking me, and he'd actually used an 8-inch knife and a meat cleaver. So it was horrific. It was absolutely horrific. I'm not surprised that the report suggests that the police aren't doing enough, and, you know, they're not picking up on patterns of behaviour, and, you know, also that the incidents aren't being reported and they're not joining the dots and making, you know, making the connections between these different incidents and watching for these escalations that often happen. You know, my perpetrator was actually a serial stalker. He'd done this to 13 of the women that we know about that had come forward after my story went in the press. So he was known to police. So actually, on my first call to the police, the response should have been different. The fact is that he was known to police and they didn't deal with it as they should have dealt with it. You know, having that information that they have known that he'd done this previously to other women, I think it's not taken seriously, you know. And this is why I say about the pattern and the escalation in behaviours, you know. They really need to ensure that they are picking up this information. You as a victim, when you're trying to report something and it's not, you're not believed and it's not validated, you know, that's even more frightening, actually, because where do you turn then? If you can't turn to the police and they don't understand this, what do you do?